इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। आई एम इन कॉन्वर्सेशन विद परिमल माया सुधाकर एंड वी आर डिस्कसिंग द 1962 इंडो चाइनीज वॉर एंड द सब्सिक्वेंट इफेक्ट्स दैट दिस वॉर हैड ऑन इंडिया। So Parimal, you were telling us about these phases that we can see in the way Indian and Chinese governments have maintained relations with each other. And we stopped at 2012-13 the last time.
And after 2012-13, now we are seeing a new phase in India-China relationship wherein China is considering itself as much more superior to India. Otherwise, in 1990s and in the first decade of this century, Chinese own consideration was that India and China both are developing countries and both are growing powers. Now China considers itself as an already established Asian power, and they consider that India has much to do to match Chinese capabilities, wherein India continue with its earlier perception that India and China both have equal space in the world and both have equal opportunities in the world and both are growing at an equal space. So now we could see divergence of perspective about each other or each other's capabilities that has emerged after 2012-13. This is again accompanied with new Chinese aggressions in its behavior. Wherein earlier we talked about Deng Xiaoping's policy of establishing peace on the border. That policy in reality continued till 2012-13 or so. But from then onwards we could see a change in Chinese postures, wherein China is reclaiming the land, the seas, or whatever it used to claim in 1950s and 60s. And therefore, we could see that China is at conflict with many Southeast Asian countries on South China Sea and East China Sea. Mm-hmm. And the same tendency China is showing with regard to India-China border issue also.
Correct.
So, this is a new phase that we are seeing in India-China relationship.
Now, Parimal, 55 years have passed since that war. And like I mentioned some time ago, that today's Indo-Chinese relations are much different from what they used to be. There is sort of a paradigm shift that we are seeing in India's relations with China. Today, in the global world, where do we stand vis-a-vis China, politically, economically, socially, strategically?
Well, if we compare our position vis-a-vis China in a bilateral relationship, excluding the rest of the world, then today China stands much more superior to India in many respects, whether it's economy, whether it's technology, science, or whether it's a cohesive polity. China has emerged as a much more superior country than India. Not that India has not developed. India has also developed, and India has developed quite rapidly in many respects. But when it came to matching Chinese prowess, or when it came to matching Chinese capabilities, then we still lag much behind China. This is when we compare India and China relations in exclusion. But when we compare it in the global scenario, then strategically India has done a lot to match Chinese capabilities and to ensure that China itself would not emerge as a new power in the world. And as a result of that, in the 21st century, whoever is talking about new global powers, along with China, they have to take Indian name. And this is one of the successes of India's diplomacy or India's foreign policy, that even though there are gaps in capabilities between China and India, but the whole world, when it comes to Asia, they look towards China, and at the same time they also look at India also. In terms of India's strategic relationship, again, India has scored a lot over China, wherein on the one hand India has managed its traditional relationship with Russia. On the other hand, India has developed quite close relationship with United States, which again is one of the milestone in India's foreign policy, that India is maintaining quite a good relationship with almost all the major powers, whether it's Japan, whether it's European Union, Russia, or United States. And this is one of the major reasons why China always envies India, that even though Chinese prowess is much more than India, but India's standing has emerged a lot over the years. And as a result of it, in 21st century, when we look at different international organizations, international platforms that have come into existence in 21st century, India and China both are part of it. And new international regime cannot come into existence excluding India. So that is where we are matching with Chinese capabilities and Chinese standing in the world.
if we look at this phase, is there, can we say that there is a chance that China may again wage a war on India, or there might be some sort of military conflict?
A war is a difficult proposition. There are many reasons to it. First of all, today's India is not India of 1962. In fact, after 1962, at least on two occasions, China had experienced kind of a defeat on line of actual control when there was a conflict on the border. In 1966-67, there was a conflict on the border and Indian forces successfully resisted Chinese aggression. And again in 1986-87, a similar situation arose, and again, even though the forces were standing on the border almost for 2 years or so, India ultimately resisted Chinese aggression and status quo was maintained. And since then, China has a fair idea that now, at least on the ground, Indian forces are matching Chinese capabilities. So that's one reason that a deterrence has been put in place against China. Second reason is that both countries are nuclear powered countries now. And therefore, there would be a lot of international pressure on both the countries. That if the war happened between both the countries, then it can escalate into a nuclear war. And therefore, there would be a lot of global pressure on both the countries. And therefore, it's not going to happen. Third reason is both the countries have developed quite a good trade relationship. And also, both the countries are now members of many of the international forums, international organizations. And therefore, both countries would face each other and would face the global audience quite repetitively. And in such a scenario, waging a long-term war is actually not an option for both the countries. From Indian point of view, war is not affordable to India at this stage. If we consider economic fallout of the war, China is in a position to afford that fallout because China is in excess capability of many of the things. But India really cannot afford it. And that's the only point wherein we could consider that there could be an aggression against aggression on the part of China, or China would recreate 1962 type of situation. Because economically they can afford it, India really cannot afford it, and it would again be a setback to India's developmental process. And on that count, we have to be very alert. Just to halt India's economic development, there could be a 1962 type of position that could be recreated by China.
Well, that is something that none of us can predict, and we just have to wait and watch how the Chinese move. But, 1962 Indo-Chinese war still remains a landmark in India's post-independence history, and more so because it is not a standalone event, but it has sparked off quite a few socio-political military happenings as its aftermath, and it continues to do so. So, thank you very much, Parimal, for appearing on this podcast and this very studied perspective that you have provided to our listeners.
We stop here for now until we meet again with another such landmark in Indian history. Stay tuned.